Today FM Celebrity Screamers. There was a party
going on. Yeah, you and your mates could be heading out to Sydney's Wet and Wild Water Park. It's going to be the place to cool down this summer. All you got to do is identify this celebrity screamer. Bit of a tough one. So lucky for you, we've put a clue on our Twitter page. Head to Today FM on Twitter. I'm going to give those tickets away in the next 20 minutes. It's Sydney's number one hit music station, Today FM.
Whoever wins.
I'm here at the front of the home of Mercedes, the Formula One team. And the question everybody wants to know the answer to is what actually happened in that testing period with Mercedes and Pirelli and the tyres. Previously this season, Mercedes hasn't had a lot of luck when it's come to their tyres. And yet at Monaco, they managed to pull out a spectacular race and a great podium finish. What happened in that testing period and did it give Mercedes an unfair advantage?
Just coming to the crease,
I reckon.
This cricket update is brought to you by Nicabate Minis 4 milligrams.
Go for four.
Relieve cravings in minutes. Stop smoking aid. Use only as directed.
That's got him, yes.
Hey, Ben, you're live at the Wacker.
Yeah, Australia won the toss and elected to bat.
Oh, they're batting first. Do you have high hopes that we can take out the third test?
Yeah, I reckon we're pretty confident. I think Michael Clarke was pretty happy with winning the toss.
Now, the last two tests, we've absolutely caned the Poms, smashed them. They've come out saying that Australia is playing too aggressively. I reckon they're being poor sports.
I reckon they should just dry their eyes and harden up.
Thanks for the update, buddy. We'll keep you up to date on all the action on the cricket live here at Triple M.
From Oracle Team USA, and you're listening to Sailing Chicks with Nick.
He's the youngest helmsman ever of an America's Cup boat. He was the youngest helm ever to win an America's Cup. He's an Australian sporting legend and a guy that simply just loves to send it on a boat. Mr. James Spithill. Jimmy, mate, how are you?
Good, thanks, Nick. Thanks for having me on the show.
Where did you start? How did you get into sailing? It's always been in your blood, but how did the journey take you to where you are today?
Well, I grew up in Albina Bay.
A lot of people don't understand the enormity of the size of America's Cup teams and the amount of people and the work that goes into it. So how many have you got there at Oracle in San Francisco?
We've got just over 110.
All right, Jimmy, a couple of things people may not know about you. Favourite movie?
Forrest Gump.
Favourite flavoured chips?
Salt and vinegar.
The song you can't resist singing to in the car?
Oh, there's too many, but anything AC/DC.
Caramello Koalas or Freddo Frogs?
Freddo.
Tuis or VB?
Oh, please. VB. It's my
Nick from Wallara, you headed out to see Bon Jovi last night. How was it?
Oh my gosh, unbelievable. It was even better than I thought it would be. I loved, he actually did a few covers. He covered Wipeout, which was great. And he also did his own version of Pretty Woman, which was pretty cool. But of course, Living on the Prayer, he finished with that one.
I have heard the set is just incredible.
Unbelievable. I'm not sure if it was a Chevy or I think it's a T-Bird, you know, old school car.
Bit of Grease style going on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like you had fun out there. Of course, Bon Jovi in Sydney, thanks to Triple M.
Hi, Jamie Dury here. You've got to get down here and meet Nick. She's awesome.
G'day, Nick. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Jamie Dury, thanks for joining us down here at the Volunteer Expo. How are you going today?
I'm great. I'm very excited to be here, actually. I'm quite amazed at how many people are here.
We know recently you've been living in the States for a while and you've just moved back to the Northern Beaches.
Yes.
What is it like to be home?
Oh, look, it's great to be home.
A couple of the things that you really missed over when you were living over there. I mean, Vegemite's top of everyone's list, but is there anything else you really missed?
Well, I did miss Vegemite, Tim Tams, meat pies, certainly the beaches, my mates, my dog.
Awesome, mate. Thank you so much for joining us down here. And you've done some inspirational work across, you know, Australia and particularly the beaches.
Newsfeed.
The Cronulla Sharks have been handed a provisional fine of $1 million and suspension of Shane Flanagan, their coach, for 12 months. 10 months after the investigation into the NRL was launched, yesterday action was finally taken against the Sharks. NRL CEO Dave Smith says, among other things, a number of players were injected with substances by people without proper medical qualifications. There are further dark days ahead for the Sharks, with the SADA expected to hand out more punishments.